You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person is throwing their hat in the ring. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday he will not be running for a third term. So the big question was who would enter the Democratic primary. His Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez posted this video this morning.
I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said in a statement he'll enter the race in the weeks ahead. This will be Wisconsin's first gubernatorial election without an incumbent in 16 years. The list of potential contenders includes some of the state's highest-ranking Democrats, Attorney General Josh Call and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Locally, Madison State Senator Kelda Royce may be on the shortlist. Here's what she told Civic Media's Shali Pittman.
You know, very flattered and appreciate all the folks who are reaching out to me and urging me to run for governor. It's certainly something that I'm seriously considering. But what I can say for sure is that I am going to continue spending the next year and a half traveling around the state, talking with voters, and doing everything in my power to make sure that we have a Democratic governor and a Democratic legislature in 2026.
And also over in Milwaukee, Mayor Cavalier Johnson may be considering a run too. Things are changing quickly. Of course, we'll keep you posted here on Civic Media. Meanwhile, he's still got a year and a half left in office. Evers is asking the Trump administration to reconsider cuts that he says would hurt the forestry industry and would be devastating to Wisconsin. The federal government is reportedly diverting up to $43 million from the U.S. Forest Service in order to pay severance packages to fired government workers. This is the second time Evers has gone to the federal government to defend the forestry industry here. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh wraps up this weekend. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was back home in Wisconsin this week to attend. While here, he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion to modernize the FAA's air traffic control system. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector.
During Air Venture, Wisconsin becomes home to the busiest airspace in the world. Last year, the festival set a new attendance record. 686,000 people were there in Oshkosh. And this seems to be a new tradition when big acts come here to Madison. Coldplay donated keyboards to the Madison Area Music Association after their show at Camp Randall. The nonprofit works to ensure every kid has access to music education. Executive Director Dana Perry says they're honored to accept the donation. Kids haven't gotten to play on them yet, but she says when they do, they're going to be thrilled. And today wraps up Madison Restaurant Week. Dozens of restaurants are participating with specials on their menus. That includes Heritage Tavern, Tex Tubbs Taco Palace, Merchant, Buck and Honey's, Nano's. The list just goes on and on. Most of those are multi-course meals for $30. Some even have lunch specials for $20. Today is your last chance to check them all out. And a Madison water ski team is headed to the national championship. The Mad City Ski Team won the Division I competition for the second year in a row. They're performing in Monona this weekend and then switching into training mode. The national championships are in about 2 weeks in Janesville. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers anniversary. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins at American Family Field, where they're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the opening of the ballpark. Food discount specials, special events planned for the fans. After the game, a home run derby featuring former players like Prince Fielder, Carlos Gomez, and Ryan Braun, the Brewers with the best record in baseball heading into this weekend's series. Golf, the winner of the Wisconsin State Amateur Golf Championship is a teenager. 18-year-old Vince Siegel sank a birdie putt on the first playoff hole after shooting a 4-under 68 in the final round. NFL Packers training camp practices continue. How's it going so far?
Yesterday was pretty clean. I thought our guys did a good job of competing, but also taking care of one another, because ultimately we needed everybody healthy for us to be at our best. By and large, our guys did a good job of competing, getting the work in, but also taking care of one another.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Many blame the cancellation of The Late Show with Steve Colbert on the Paramount Skydance merger deal and say it was political, including Colbert, who had some choice F-words for the president. If it was political, Paramount should have thought harder about which presidential adversary to fire. The studio just gave Trey Parker and Matt Stone $1.5 billion in a new contract. During the much-anticipated Season 27 debut episode, Parker and Stone wrote a blistering takedown of the president. The story involved a romantic or sex scene between Trump and Satan, and also showed the president taking off all his clothes in the desert. Maybe Colbert got fired because he wasn't dirty enough? Here's a story that might not feel so good about a guy who made us feel so good. Trumpet expert Chuck Mangione has passed away at the age of 84. Mangione was known for his tune Feels So Good, which was a big hit in the 70s. It was a great tune. Rest in peace, Chuck. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. Word on the street is that the new Bud will be a much better baller due to much better CGI. Leave it to Studio A24 to take a different approach to the romantic comedy. Materialists, starring Pedro Pascal, who is now officially in every movie released this year, Dakota Johnson and Chris Evans received good critics' reviews and decent audience reviews. Johnson plays a matchmaker trying to decide between her perfect match and an imperfect ex. Oh, the film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. Native Wisconsinite Carrie Coon is getting some career props, and it's about time. Coon was nominated for an Emmy for her role as Lori Duffy on season 3 of White Lotus. Coon plays a woman on vacation with her two oldest friends, played by Leslie Bibb and Michelle Monaghan, as they build each other up and backstab each other all at the same time. This is Coon's third Emmy nomination. She also received one for The Gilded Age in 2024 and Fargo in 2017. But this time, she is the odds-on favorite to actually win the award. GoldDerby.com gives Coon a 65% chance of winning the award this time around. Not sure how that was tabulated, but on Wisconsin. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.